Why should the state spend billions of dollars to keep prisoners locked up, knowing that many of them have serious issues which need to be resolved, and yet we're doing little to address these problems?
Barney Bishop is the president and CEO of the Florida Smart Justice Alliance, an initiative developed by a number of business leaders to find cost-effective ways to improve public safety. Bishop has already presented before the criminal justice committees in both the House and Senate about ways to reduce the chance of inmates coming back to prison, or what's known as the recidivism rate.
Today, only about 7,500 prisoners receive any treatment services whatsoever. And that means that about 75% of all returning prisoners don't get much help at all. We give them $50 and a bus ticket and expect them to overcome the addiction and become productive, law-abiding citizens.
Andy says one good step is to privatize work release centers, an idea that's also part of Governor Rick Scott's recent budget proposal.
The employment rate of inmates at state work release centers is 75%. That's a pretty good number. And their recidivism rate is 32%. But the employment rate at facilities run by the private sector is at 86% of them are employed, and their collective recidivism rate is only 18%, which means significantly less crime victims in the future.
However, some like Ron Silver with the Teamsters Union not only dislike the proposal, but also dislike the name. He says he's a bit offended as a former state lawmaker who chaired criminal justice committees in the House and Senate.
When I look at the word smart justice, I take maybe a little offense to that. Not a lot of offense, because I'm heartened by all this. But the bottom line is that means what we were doing before wasn't smart, okay? The things that we did, okay? But now we're going to enter the phase of being smart. So I think a better terminology would be smarter rather than smart, because I think what we did before was pretty good.
And Senator Greg Evers, who now chairs the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, somewhat agrees. He says he liked hearing from both sides about their views on smart justice reforms, but he would rather use the term coined by Silver.
I like that, smarter justice, because I feel like, you know, the time that I've spent is being smart justice. I like this. Okay, I'm just getting smarter. It's taken me a while, but I'm getting there, okay?
And it didn't get much better over in the Florida House.
Let me confess this. I do not like the name Smart Justice.
That's Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, who chairs the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee. He says he takes issue with that name.
I don't believe that there is any association, a lobbyist, political party, member of the legislature that has quite yet cornered the market on what is smart. And to me, it seems a bit self-laudatory to self-identify with smart. It's sort of like if I started the Smart Legislator Caucus. We would all probably want to be members of such a caucus, but yet we would all have different ideas on what is or is not smart. And I think that's been the challenge in this movement.
But Bishop fired back with a response of his own.
With respect to the chairman's comment about it being self-laudatory, I have no problem with that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We think it's a great name. And frankly, we believe that it is smart. And ladies and gentlemen, you were elected to think outside of the box to do what's best for the state of Florida. And I'm here to tell you, on behalf of Smart Justice, that to do business the way that we've always done it is not good enough anymore. We're spending too much money, and we don't have good outcomes.
Overall, lawmakers in both the House and Senate say they're happy to look at the proposals and want to at least continue the conversation on the best thing for the inmates and the taxpayers as well. A proposal currently looking into ideas by the Smart Justice Alliance is being drafted in the House. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.